From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the all-new turbocharged Acura RDX with super handling all-wheel drive. More at acura.com/RDX.
How much would you be willing to pay for insurance so you'd never have another electrical outage? No more blinking VCR clocks or partially melted ice cream. $100? $200? How about more than a third of $1 billion? Babcock & Brown, an Australian financing company, has proposed building an almost 60-mile transmission line from the city of Pittsburgh under the bay to San Francisco's Dogpatch neighborhood. The line would convey 400 megawatts of electricity, enough to serve half of San Francisco's load on a mild weather day, at a cost that could reach $400 million. The California Independent System Operator, which is responsible for keeping the state's lights on, has endorsed the project. The California Public Utility Commission, which would normally examine it for its economic and environmental impacts, was sidelined when Babcock & Brown made a deal with Pittsburgh to plant the project in a paper municipal utility. The commission doesn't have jurisdiction over municipal utilities. Now the only thing that could stop the cable from being built is the San Francisco Board of Supervisors, which will have to approve a deal to site the end of it on port property. The problem is, we don't need the project. According to the latest data, the city will only be short roughly 60 megawatts of power 10 years from now. That gap would only occur if the area's two largest generating or transmission facilities simultaneously failed, which isn't likely. Under a less stringent reliability criteria, which has been used up until now, San Francisco has plenty of power for a decade and a half. $400 million buys a lot. Solar panels for upwards of 60,000 homes, efficient lighting and appliances that could reduce electricity use by more than 200 megawatts. CAISO wants the transmission line because they care about one thing, making extra sure that when you flip the switch, the lights go on. But if you're like me, you care about a few other things as well, like cost and environmental impacts. On that basis, the Transbay cable is a bad deal. In this era of rising temperatures and higher energy prices, there are better ways of securing our energy future. With a Perspective, I'm Stephen Moss.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from AARP, committed to championing the future of every generation, from health and finances to volunteering and travel. Learn more at aarp.org.